You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Tim Keaveney and Matt Aubrey are the founders of HomeThings, a company which wants to help you drastically cut down on household plastic waste. They've created a range of non-toxic cleaning products which come in effervescent tablets, which you simply add to their glass spray bottles with water. The company was launched last year after a successful Kickstarter campaign and hundreds of household cleaning experiments. Here's Tim now with the story of HomeThings.
HomeThings is a purpose-led brand that is essentially pioneering the revolution in the home care category. And we'll come back to that word revolution because it's quite important to us. But our first range of products is a surface care sprays that are in tablet format. So our customers simply get a bottle for life that they can refill over and over again using just tap water and one of our sort of non-toxic effervescent tabs. So I guess if you think about our industry at the moment, the home care industry, it's super wasteful. We ship heavy liquid-based products in plastic to supermarket shelves. And typically once we've used those products, we chuck them out and we buy a new one. So for us, that eureka moment came when we learned that the typical bottle of surface care spray is 90% water packaged in single-use plastic. And really, that's where our brand tagline came from, that the world is bonkers, but HomeThings makes sense. And it comes from that realization of that is a bonkers way to consume against the backdrop of the climate crisis, the plastic pollution crisis, etc. So HomeThings is all about how can we reinvent these products and make products in this category that actually make sense. The first thing was really recognizing that there was a problem there. And I think, you know, for us, it was about how can we create great products, because essentially this is an efficacy-led market. So people still need products that work really, really well. And also, how can we wrap that with a great brand and a great sort of mission that people can buy into as well? So the big obstacle for us really was in the formulation and manufacturing of the products itself, because the way we've approached this in terms of tabletizing the product hadn't been done before. And so we had to work with expert formulation chemists to develop our product from the ground up, making sure that it was, you know, a product that our consumers would buy. So that means it's vegan friendly, it's cruelty free, it's non-toxic, etc. And that product formulation can take years. And obviously, as a startup that is new to market and needing to move quickly, you don't have years. So you've kind of got to expedite a lot of those processes that typically would take a long time in R&D. And that was the biggest challenge for us in getting the product to market. We've tried to really simplify this. And again, I think the brand speaks to a number of broader conscious consumerism trends that are going on out there in terms of decluttering and minimalism. And so we've essentially got three super simple, very straightforward SKUs, and we call them All Things, which is an all-purpose cleaner, Bath Things, which is a bathroom cleaner, and Shiny Things, which is sort of glass mirrors and stainless steel. So basically what we're saying to our consumers is you can declutter that mess underneath your sink. We don't need 15 products to clean our homes. We can do it with, you know, most of our home with three simple, straightforward products. And so that's what we sell with our effervescent tablets. And the kits that you alluded to as well, Daniel, they're effectively a way for us to provide the customers with that last bottle that they will need, that last cleaning spray bottle that they will need. So for many customers who are used to that kind of linear consumption model of using their spray bottle, chucking it out, and then buying a new one at the store, we're trying to really shift that on its head and saying, look, we can provide you with this really nice bottle. You can fill it up over and over again with tap water, and there's no need to ever chuck one of these out again. So that's how our system works in a nutshell. The subscription thing is super interesting. There are clearly lots of consumers who love the convenience of that, but I think there also is a bit of subscription fatigue that's crept in. So I think from our perspective, we just want to be as flexible as possible for our customers to give them our product as they need it, whenever they need it. So there's both options for our customers. They can either subscribe to getting it when they need it, or they can come on and buy the product on an ad hoc basis. And in terms of who our sort of ideal consumer is, we tend to think of this on a more of a psychographic basis, in terms of we want a consumer mindset rather than a demographic. So we're looking for consumers who really believe in sustainability and are looking for simple swaps at home, you know, that they can make that actually can have a big impact on their, you know, their environmental footprint. And, you know, we're seeing that across all age groups and demographics, that people want to make those changes. So for us, it doesn't really make sense to isolate one particular demographic and go after it, which is kind of super interesting from us from a marketing perspective. I think the first thing for us, Daniel, is the mission of Home Things, like why we started the business in the first place. And so from our perspective, everything that we do, all the products that we launch, they have to fit with our kind of why, our reason for being as a business. And part of that is challenging the status quo of what we see in the category. So, you know, it really frustrates me when you see great brands, great new brands that reach scale and then they get lazy sort of in pursuit of profit and margins and start to water down, even sort of abandoning their why. And so for us, a big part of our brand is that challenging of the status quo. And it's crucial that that kind of pervades everything that we do. I think the second thing for us as well is following on from the mission and impact point is two words, accountability and transparency. So for us, a big part of our challenger brand identity is that idea of doing things differently and going against kind of the category norms that we see. So we don't want to be a brand that makes lazy marketing claims or misleading marketing claims. We want to actually explain our claims. We want to educate our consumers and we want to be transparent in everything that we do. So to give you an example of that, if we say we're an impact-led brand, how are we demonstrating that? How are we being true to it? At the same time, if we say our products are natural or non-toxic, how are we backing up that claim and how are we substantiating it? What does that claim even mean? Let's educate consumers about what that claim actually even means in the first place. And I think the final thing for me that's super important for our brand is our personality. So, you know, we want that personality of Home Things to come through authentically at every touch point. So for Home Things, it's about being distinctive, being memorable, being bold. And I guess we want people to feel strongly about our brand either way. It's kind of a Marmite type concept. You know, you either love or hate Home Things as a brand, but, you know, we just don't want you to ignore it. Our bottles are actually glass at the moment. They are a borosilicate resistant glass material. And we decided on that based on conversations with our consumers, but we will actually be introducing a plastic alternative as well so that customers have both those options. And I think the reason for introducing that plastic bottle is kind of twofold. One of them is just basically customer feedback, that obviously glass is smashable in places like the bathroom, etc., particularly for customers with small and sort of young children. And the second thing as well, which, you know, is really important to us, is that impact point. You know, so we did a whole bunch of work with some experts at the London Waste and Recycling Board about, you know, circular economy and a diagnostic on our business. And one of the recommendations actually for us was to make our business more impactful and more mission-led, was to move from virgin glass to 100% post-consumer recycled plastic. And the reason for that is that virgin glass, you know, whilst consumers perceive it as being, you know, more environmentally friendly than plastic, it actually does on many occasions have a higher carbon footprint. So we will be moving to have the plastic bottles for those reasons. This is a really, really competitive category and you have to really nail it with your first products, like you say, to win the trust of the customers who give you a go. Because if the efficacy is not there and they use your product and they don't enjoy the experience or doesn't do what it says on the tin, then, you know, there's no point in trying to push forward with range extension because you're not going to get the customers coming back. So it's really important for us that we really nail these products initially as our kind of hero set of products. But then, yeah, I mean, obviously there's a whole bunch of similar concept products that we can go after in adjacent spaces that, you know, sort of pursue the same theme of trying to remove the waste of shipping around water, single-use plastic, linear economy type consumption. And I think that's super exciting for us.
Tim Keaveney there, co-founder of HomeThings. You can check them out at gethomethings.com. My thanks to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.